When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back on Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the Zone mobile app.
All right, you asked, John, I will answer. You said, what's the closest marathon ever? 18 years? That was your guess, first of all. I didn't lose by 18 years a couple weeks ago. I lost by, like, I think the winner beat me by, like, 25 minutes. So, okay. I finished in 100th place. Boston Marathon, 2000. The margin of victory was less than a second. Wow. How big of a...
Less than a second?
Yeah.
Highly unlikely. I think that's fake.
209.47 and 209.47 were the top two times. How big of an idiot do you feel like right now, John? Tell me. A huge idiot? A gigantic idiot? Or
you know why? You know why? You know why I don't believe that? You know why I don't believe that? Because everyone was so bored to death that they fell asleep and didn't see it.
They were clapping! Even the police officers, John, they were clapping! Everyone was clapping. They were like, wow.
They were clapping because finally this thing's over. We can open the streets again.
It was so cool running into Hayward Field and seeing all that support.
Hayward Field.
That's where I ran in Oregon.
What's Hayward Field?
Oh, that's the famous track in Oregon. That's where they did the Olympic trials.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Prefontaine. You know who Prefontaine is?
Prefontaine?
You know Steve?
I know Postfontaine.
You know who Steve Prefontaine is.
They've made two movies about
I should pick one of those for our movie club. Which, by the way, you did go with Ripley, right? For the movie club this week?
Yeah, that's what you
picked.
Okay,
I just want to make sure, because I sent multiple
ones. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do
as long as it doesn't disappear off the internet like the last time you picked it.
Wait, did I pick this movie before?
Apparently, yes, you did.
What?
But we canceled it because I started watching it.
We tried to do this before?
Yes, but I discovered that it only had 2 days left.
Oh.
And so I let everybody know on email, hey, this is almost off the service,
oh.
So we change the movie.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope it doesn't disappear this time, too.
Or if it's a bad movie, let's hope it does disappear.
There you go.
On a serious note,
yeah.
we mentioned the Harper Murray incident, and while she is being accused of shoplifting, it's more from a social media standpoint.
I was going to say, not from the store's perspective, right?
The way that the Facebook post was, well, first of all, they wouldn't have gotten access to the video cameras if they wouldn't have been inside the store. So the store is apparently the store shields must be aware of it, obviously, because it was on their video surveillance cameras.
But is there a rogue employee that then leaked that video or posted these screenshots?
I don't know
if they are charging or not.
Now, there is apparently... And there's an investigation going on. So the police are aware.
Seems like an open and shut case.
Well, I mean, the pictures are pretty clear. I mean, it's her and she's tucking the rings away. And then they see her buying other stuff. Yeah, buying other stuff while shoplifting others. And as John Cook said after Saturday's match, hopefully she's going to finish her finals. That's the main goal right now. So she didn't really commit to... He didn't really commit to, you know, what her status was with the team, what her future is. This, especially if it ends up being true, is just, it's icing on the cake. But for me, and we didn't really talk about her situation, the first story that came out, because again, it was a Friday news dump, and it kind of was in one ear, out the other. The DUI and... all the falderall that went around with that. Reckless driving, obstruction of a peace officer, minor in possession, false ID.
And the ABV.
Was about double what it should have been.
Yeah.
Double the legal limit.
Yeah. Not the ABV.
I have a pretty low tolerance for something like that.
For the first
crime. I was already of the mindset that, quite frankly, they could let her move on, and I'd be perfectly fine with that.
Again, I mean, because it was not just like one of the things; it was all of the things that combined into it that made it like,
yeah,
wow.
This wasn't just some college kid going out having too much fun and then decided to drive home. I mean, there was some planning that went on to this, that you have a fake ID that you then, you know, was
MIP,
trying to obstruct a peace officer.
MIP, I'll be honest, they're college kids. They are what they are, right? But to combine that
DUI.
With the DUI and, again, the BAC to be what it was, is when it goes from, you know, a suspend for a game or, you know, the whatever punishment to, oh, okay, this warrants something else entirely. And then you add on top of it this, which...
And again, assuming that it ends up being true.
Yeah, I mean... See, like, does it matter if they charge or not? You know, like, I guess, is that the question? Should we be asking that question? Because I have seen a lot of people say...
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. You know,
because if they don't press any charges, she still did the thing.
Sure.
But it is oddly not a crime, like, in the legal sense, right?
Sure.
But I've heard a lot of people say this over the last, 72 hours, and I will echo those sentiments. Like, this is the type of stuff that feels like the cry for help, where... This one thing, is it the worst thing in the world? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, we're talking, I think it was like 70 some odd dollars.
Yeah, and so, look, you shouldn't do it, but I'm not going to say that it's like this horrific thing that warrants getting kicked off a team. So I would start there. Mm-hmm. But when you do the timing of it and that it follows the first thing that we do, both of us do agree.
And both things happen within a month of each other.
Yeah, that's why the cry for help, I think that statement is very fair and apt to make. And that's why, like, if there was a double secret probation that was already happening, like, what are you doing in this situation? That's why I actually don't think it should matter.
You're already up against it.
Yeah, I don't think it should matter if charges are pressed. I don't think it should.
I mean, to me, it would send a very, very poor message.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm the first incident to me, and I have a very low tolerance. I mean, DUI, I want to be careful how I say this.
Yeah.
But I don't have to be careful about saying this. You're putting people's lives in danger.
100%. John.
You're putting people's lives in danger when you are driving a vehicle impaired.
Yeah.
Especially that impaired.
Who's the wide receiver? Who was the wide receiver? Henry Ruggs?
Yeah.
I mean, exhibit A of many exhibits, right. But in terms of an athlete.
Just because it didn't end in a fatal accident or an accident of any kind does not lessen, in my opinion, the severity of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that bugs the hell out of me. It really does. Now, the second one, I guess the part to me that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. First of all, you're a Nebraska volleyball player.
Yeah.
You're probably making some really good NIL.
Yeah.
What do you need to do that for?
Yeah.
Someone pointed out in our YouTube comment section, is there like a thrill seeker? You know, that there are some people that just, you know, they
see, I think it's less that. I really think cry for help.
I mean, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is a thrill-seeking type thing, that to me is almost a cry for help. Because if you need that kind of a thrill to, you know, scratch that itch, then you have very, very poor judgment. That's my opinion.
100%.
So one way or another, there's some kind of a cry for help.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's, I don't know, very bothersome. Very bothersome. All right, still to come, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Boom roasted. Many times boom roasted.
Kind of like how I just boom roasted you about the marathon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was a boom roasted?
I thought so, Joey.
I mean, it's so memorable. You had to look it up. You of running. Had
I mean,
to
it happened
look
in 2000.
It
I mean, was,
it'd be like
I wasn't
you as
watching
a football
the marathon
fan. Would be like you have to look up who won the Super Bowl last year.
Chiefs.
I mean, John, I was going to make you feel better about Josh, his Cowboys playoff hopes until the Packers play them in the wild card.
Wow.
In the playoffs, every time.
Thank God the 49ers beat you, Joey.
Yeah.
It's thank too God.
Bad. But we made it further. I'll take it.
All right. Now that's unnecessary. We were having a fun time, and then Joey does that. Having a very fun time.
It was fun for me.
No.
It brought back warm memories.
You know where else you can have fun, John? You know where else you can have fun?
Where?
The JTech Construction Zone
Twitter page.
It's very fun over there. Just don't tweet about the Cowboys. That's not fun.
I already did that. You could have marked that as read a long time
ago. I want to do it again. Oh, I wanted to remind people. They can reach out to us at USC 1620. Like Ian did earlier when he said pelts, not pellets.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, the Tom Brady roast highlights next. But first, registered donors can save up to 8 lives through organ donation and hundreds of others through tissue donation by visiting goodguyssavelives.com. Been reminding you for the last few weeks that just having that simple check on the back of your driving, hunting, and fishing license can make such a huge difference, because registered donors can save so many lives and improve the quality of life for even more through bone and skin grafts, corneas that restore sight, tendons that heal up sports injuries and other ACL tears, and a whole lot more. And the registering part is easy, and the best part is, does not matter your age or your health condition, anyone can register. So if you're not up for a renewal of that driving license anytime soon, you can still find out about registration at goodguyssavelives.com. It's free, and traditional funeral practices are still possible following a donation. Find out more at goodguyssavelives.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.